glad he lives today. I'm glad he lives. Though sin rages, though the world's in a fix, I'm glad that he lives. And I guarantee you one thing, if I thought he was dead, I wouldn't be here tonight. And I'd have better things to do. But I'm glad on the third day, up from the grave, he arose. And I'm glad of that today. I'd like to read the whole chapter, but for time's sake, we'll start in verse number 1. The Bible says, in the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the woman, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. Verse 6 says, he is not here, for he is risen, as he said. I like that. He is risen, as he said. If Jesus says something, you can take it to the bank. And my friend, oftentimes we can't trust each other. And sure enough, I'll mess up before the night's over. But I'm glad it's not about me. It's not about you. It's all about him. And when he says something, you can take it to the bank. We ought to stop there and have recess and shout a while. But I ain't to my verse yet. Amen. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you unto Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. In verse number 8, the Bible says, and they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we're thankful for this opportunity which you've given us, Lord. Pray you take your word, God, and use it as you always have, God. Make it real in our hearts and lives that you're not dead, God, but truly you have risen, Lord. I'm thankful for that today. Help us tonight, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Wasn't able to read the whole chapter, but by way of introduction, let me say the first people he said to go after was the disciples. The disciples. And when he finally got to him, in Mark, my friend, chapter number 16, the Bible says afterward, in verse 14, afterward he appeared unto the 11. As they sat at meat and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart. I'm talking about the disciples now, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. My friend, before he ever gave the Great Commission, he told my friend, those ladies, go find my disciples and tell them I am risen. Let me say, we're all here at church tonight and in the day and hour we live. If you are here on Sunday night, chances are you're the faithful crowd. And chances are there's not many stragglers around tonight. It's the faithful crowd. And but let me say, those disciples were faithful. And for some odd reason, they had some unbelief that the Savior had not risen as he said that he would. Let me say, oftentimes we may not say it with our words. I might not come out and say, and you might not come out and say that you just don't believe he really got up. Christians, you don't hear them say that. People that go to church, you don't hear them say that. Let me say, actions speak louder than words. Actions speak louder than words. And you might not say it with your mouth, but my friend, the way you live kindly proves that you simply don't have the faith that he is who he said he is. And I'm preaching to church people tonight, and my friend, the faithful crowd, just cause you here and just cause you, my friend, dressed in a suit or a tie, nice clothes, don't mean you're where you need to be with God. And I learned a long time ago, it ain't a suit that makes a man, and it ain't a dress that makes a woman. And there's one thing you can't hide, and that's your countenance. There's one thing you can't hide, and that's the way that you live, my friend. And I don't mean to discourage you, but I'm here to be a help to you. I want you to leave out of here tonight believing with your whole heart that he is who he said he was. That on the third day he got up, my friend, up from the grave. The Sadducees in scriptures, Brother Gunn, believe that God, simply his spirit arose up from the grave. They say that if you go to the tomb, you'll find his bones still there. But let me say, I believe in a bodily resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when he got up out of here, his bones, my friend, his body, his everything went to heaven. And I'm glad, my friend. You say, why is that? Because that's what the scripture said. That's how he said it was to be done. What I'm trying to say is, my friend, do you truly believe that he is who he said he was? Let me say, if he didn't get up, he's not who he said he was. If his bones are still in the grave, he's not who he said he was. It don't take me going to Israel to find out that he's alive and well. My preacher just got back last week from Israel, went by the tomb, my friend, where Jesus lay, and took a peek in. You know what? He wasn't there. He wasn't there. And if that ever gets real to you, I'm talking about business will pick up in your life. Oftentimes, people live the way they do because he's not real to you. Let me say, if you truly believed he was alive and well, my friend, you wouldn't live the way that you do. A lot of us wouldn't dress the way we do and talk the way we do and act the way we do if we'd realize that God ain't dead, my friend. I'm glad that he's not, amen. I want to take a look at verse number 8. And let me say, to realize that he is real, you're going to have to take a look at some things. Now, I thought about how in the world do you know that he's real? I never have seen him with my eyes. Never have seen him. Have you? I haven't. And you might find some that have down at the Apostolic Church, and they claim to have seen him anyways, but they've got something special going on if they have. And but I thought about, we can know that he lives simply by reason. A lost sinner, Gunn, can reason. I've heard testimonies of lost sinners saying, there's got to be more to life than this. And they're reasoning. By reason, me, as a young boy, my friend, realized somebody created this world. Somebody, my friend, created me and you and reasoned and realized that he was real. And secondly, we know that he's real because of scripture. Let me say, that ought to be enough right there, but it don't seem to be that way. This oft times it just seems to be like another book. Let me say, it's scripture, it's holy, my friend. It's inspired, my friend. It's true. All scripture, my friend, is inspired, thank God. I believe 1 Timothy 3:16 speaks of our blessed word of God. I thought about, we can know he's real because of scripture. Scripture tells us he got up. And because of that, I thank God I believe that he got up. And if scripture's not enough for you, my friend, you need to figure something out. Because if you can't believe this word of God, my friend, you've got a problem, amen. Not only reason and scripture, but we can know he's real from experience. And let me tell you, as an 8-year-old boy over yonder in the old church, up my friend J. Harold Smith was preaching the gospel. And thank God, for the first time, Holy Ghost conviction set in upon my heart. And thank God I realized I was a sinner. Got saved by the grace of God. I had an experience that changed my life. The old song says it's different now since Jesus saved my soul. It's different now since by his blood I'm whole. Oh, Satan had to flee when Jesus rescued me. Oh, it's different. Yes, it's old. So different now. Let me tell you, I had an experience like I never had before. And it made a difference in my life. It's worked down through the ages, thank God. And every time I ever needed him, he's been there and been everything that he said that he was. Amen. Just let me remind you, today's Easter. It's Easter. He ain't dead. It's all right to smile. It's all right to shout. It's all right to jump. It's all right to run. It's all right to be excited, thank God. We serve a risen Savior, amen. We ain't at the funeral home tonight, thank God. We're at church, amen, because we serve a risen Savior, amen. Amen. We can know by experience. Let me ask you, do you have an experience? Do you have that experience? When Jesus passed by your way, the Holy Ghost drawed you in, convicted you of your sins. You realized you were a sinner. Amen. Came to old time altar, repented of your sins, believed upon the Lord Jesus Christ. I tell you tonight, he's the best thing ever happened to me. You mark her down if you don't remember nothing else I said. He is the best thing ever happened to me, my friend. I'd be nothing but a drunk or up my friend in the ditch or in hell, my friend, today if it hadn't came by my way. And you'd be in the same shape, amen. My friend, I'm glad that I had an experience with the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad of that today. We don't say, my friend, that he's dead, but oft times our actions, my friend, say different. And I want to be helped to us tonight on the reality, my friend, of seeing an empty tomb. And you may never have the opportunity to go to Israel. And let me say, you ought not have to go to Israel to see if the tomb's empty. And I never have been, but it's real to me. It's real as it ever was that he got up on the third day. And I'm glad that I don't have to go hunt him out and seek my friend his tomb, and I'm glad it don't take that. By faith I seen an empty grave. By faith I seen a risen Savior. I'm glad of that today. Let me say, my friend, I told Gunn a few minutes ago, I'm running on empty, amen. I'm running on empty. Something happened to me years ago, my friend, because of an empty tomb. Let me say, I'm still a trucking on. I'm running on empty, thank God. This world, my friend, you get empty in that car of yours, you ain't going to run long. But if you make a trip past an empty tomb, thank God, you can go on forever, amen. I'm glad I got something real tonight, amen. It's all right to get excited now. It won't hurt you. I promise you it won't hurt you. It's been a month of Sundays. Let me say, Easter's a good time to get excited, amen. He just ain't dead and he ain't dying. Thank God he is who he said he was. And anything you read about him, it's true, thank God. I'm glad, my friend, we serve a risen Savior. Now, if I have me a Sunday night fit, my friend, you just leave me alone. I'm getting a little bit excited about my Savior, thank God, that he ain't dead, amen. I thought about what in the world will my friend, the resurrection cause a man to do. When you finally get it in get it settled in your heart that he's not dead, that he's alive and well, what will it cause you to do? Verse number 8, the Bible says, and they departed quickly from the sepulcher. They didn't walk around. They didn't take their time, but My friend, they seen the tomb was empty and they departed quickly. You know what you'll do when you realize the tomb's empty? You'll pick up the pace. You'll pick up the pace. And Christians oftentimes drag around because they ain't got it settled that he is alive. And let me say, my friend, it's high time that we get busy on business for the King. And if he was dead, I'd say different. But he's alive and well. You know what you are? You're those disciples that he sent after. You are a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. And my friend, God has a job for you. My friend, are you willing and obedient, my friend, to go and follow him? He said, pick up the pace. Pick up the pace. If you're running late for work, you'll pick up the pace. If you're running late, you and your wife going on a date, I'd say you'd pick up the pace if you was running late. Could I tell you, time's short. The Lord's return's swiftly coming. It's time we as God's people pick up the pace. And my friend, it's time we get busy doing something for God. Amen. I'm glad he's alive and well. And Paul speaks through Philippians about a race that we're running. And at the end of the race, the Lord told him, welcome home. He said, well done, my good and faithful servant. You know what I want to hear at the end of the race? Well done, my good and faithful servant. And let me say, if that happens, we're going to have to pick up the pace. And let me say, the church of today's, my friend, not quite as strong, it seems, as the church of yesteryears. And let me say, I'd say they used to go out on Saturdays and knock on doors. And I'd say, my friend, your mama and papa probably used to go to the neighbor's house and to the drunk up the road's house and tell them about this risen Savior. We need to pick up the pace. And I encourage you tonight, do that, amen. Pick up the pace. Then he says, go quickly. Departed quickly from the sepulcher with fear. Let me say, if you ever do see the empty tomb, you'll begin to fear the Lord. And you wonder why Christians get in and out and up and down and wishy-washy when it comes to the things of God. Because they haven't got it settled that old tomb's empty. If you ever do see and realize that he's not there, he is risen, my friend, you'll begin to fear the Lord. You won't do the things you do. Let me say, he's watching when your wife ain't watching. He's watching when your children ain't watching. He's watching, ma'am, when your husband ain't watching. It's time we begin to fear the Lord. I can't say that I've seen it myself, but I've heard, my friend, from old timers how that used to sinners feared the Lord. They'd come to church as lost sinners and have more respect for the house of God than we as God's people have. Amen. Amen. And my friend, they feared the Lord because they knew he was real. They knew he was alive. They knew he was who he said he was. Let me say, if he ever gets real to you, you'll fear him. And I'm glad that he's closer than a brother to me. I'm glad that he's Savior to me, but I'm glad that he's Lord to me. And I remember old Mary said, told them disciples, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. And you know, my friend, the things that you do wrong. If you're saved, you do. Because the Holy Spirit, my friend, lives within you and he'll tell you, amen. Don't take my preacher telling me I'm doing wrong. The Holy Ghost takes care of that. But my friend, I thought about my friend. A lot of people live just any old way in this day and hour. Sunday school teachers. I know some preachers that just live any old way. Do how they please. Do whatever you want. Let me say, they don't have the assurance that the tomb is empty. If you ever get, my friend, that assurance in your heart, you'll again begin to fear the Lord. And let me say, if there's anybody who ought to, it's us. And if there's anybody who ought to, it ought to be us. And let me say, you try to tell your family, your lost loved ones to do right while you're living the same lifestyle that they are. And you ever think they're going to fear the Lord if you don't? Let me tell you, they're not going to. If you're going to live like they are, don't expect them to come to church and, my friend, get saved. Don't expect that if you're going to live that same lifestyle. I'm glad the resurrection calls for a new life. A new life. A new way of living, amen. I thought about my friend. If we ever realize he's not there, we'll begin to fear him. And then he says, not only, my friend, depart quickly from the sepulcher with fear, but he said, and with great joy. And let me say, if you ever do see an empty tomb, you'll begin to leap for joy. These fellers didn't get sad when they seen the tomb was empty. They got glad. They got glad. I mean happy. You know who are to be the happiest people on earth? Me and you. We go around through the week, though, and go to the workplace, and everybody knows we go to church, you know. They see us with the pooch lipped and all the time down and out. Let me say, if you ever do realize he's not dead, you'll begin to leap for joy. And if there's anybody who ought to be happy, thank God, it ought to be me and you. And we ought to go, I don't care how bad your week's been, you ought to smile because God's not dead. And I don't care how bad you are sick, you ought to smile because God's not dead. And I'm glad, my friend, we can have joy because he lives. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives. He lives. Christ Jesus to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. Amen. I'm glad he lives. We ought to be the happiest people around. Amen. When lost sinners come to church, amen, they ought not see Christians discouraged and defeated, thank God, because Christ rose victorious, my friend, over death. And I don't care how big your problem is, he got up over death, my friend, rolled the stone away. And I'm glad the stone that's in your way, he can roll it away too, amen. When I'm looking out, it seems like I'm looking sometimes as I preach in Baptist church, it seems like I'm in a graveyard. And I wonder sometimes, I go to a church, my friend, have a ton of graves there. Boy, tombstones everywhere. I say, boy, we're going to be in bad shape if this church is as dead as that graveyard out there. And what I'm talking about, get a smile on. Get happy. I know I'm not holiness. I'm not holiness. I don't talk in tongues. I'm not holiness. I believe in holiness. But my friend, they get happy. And they're right about that. You ought to get happy. Some of you is looking like at me like I'm crazy. And I'll just settle down right there up my friend until somebody gets happy, amen. If there's anybody who ought to be happy, it ought to be God's people. After all, we just don't never have to go to hell. After all, my friend, I'm saved by the grace of God. After all, my friend, heaven is my home, amen. We ought to be happy, amen. I'm just going to take me a running spell, amen. We are to be the happiest people, amen, on the planet Earth, amen. These folks get happy because they win the lottery. I've got a whole lot more riches laid up than the lottery my friend could ever bring. Thank God I'm richer than Bill Gates ever thought about being. Amen. You say, how's that? Thank God I'm laying treasures up in heaven. Amen. Amen. If you're saved by the grace of God and doing what you're supposed to, you are too. Amen. You ought to be the happiest person. If you're the only saved person in your family, you ought to be the happiest person in your family. Y'all understand we're supposed to be happy. Do I need to remind you it's Easter? He's alive and well. God ain't dead, my friend, and he ain't dying, amen. He rose victorious, and I'm happy about it, amen. I'm happy, amen. If I die before I finish preaching, put on my tombstone that I'm happy, thank God, because Jesus got up from the grave. Amen. I want to die smiling, amen, because Jesus is my Savior, amen. I wouldn't worry about my wife sitting next to me or my husband sitting next to me. If God gets on you, my friend, I'd have me a shouting spell, my friend, or a running fit, thank God. You say you ought not do that. Well, you do it when your boy hits a home run, amen. You do it when your daughter kicks a soccer ball into the goal. Amen. Thank you, brother, amen. Thank God. Amen. There's one. I'll give me another one, amen. Amen, preacher. That's good preaching, amen. Thank God, amen. Thank God, amen. I can't get past this getting happy, amen. Let me say, if you never have got happy, you ought to give it a try. I remember my friend moving down there to Ruffton and getting in church, and folks go to shout, and I'd be, oh, this bunch is wild. Amen. Before you know that, I was part of that crowd. You know how it started? I'd say, amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Before you know it, I was shouting like the rest of them. He is worthy, by the way. He is worthy, amen. Whoa, he is worthy, amen. You ever see an empty tomb, my friend, you'll begin to leap for joy. Lastly, he said this. He said with great joy, and they did run to bring his disciples word. Lastly, let me say, if you ever do realize that he's not in the grave, you'll begin, my friend, to spread the good news that Jesus saves. Jesus saves. They said, go unto my disciples. Give them word that I've risen again. My friend, I'm here. If you're saved by the grace of God, you are a disciple. My friend, you need to hear it one more time. He is alive. You know, there's times I don't feel him like I want to. There's times I wonder, where in the world are you, Lord? He's sometimes just a stepping out in front of me, directing, fixing something in my path, amen, lining things up. I thought sometimes I really wonder where he is. But I'm glad this thing's by faith, not by feelings. By faith, I realize that he got up. By faith, I'm going to trust him. When the bills come, my friend, and it looks like I don't have enough money, by faith, I'm going to trust him. After all, he just saved me. I trusted him with my eternity. What's wrong with trusting him with daily things, weekly things? My friend, I'd trust Jesus if I were you. He is faithful and true. He said, go unto my disciples. give them word. Let me say, somebody out there needs to hear what you have to say. When the Lord gets on you in service about testifying, you want to know why that is? Because somebody needs to hear what you got to say. There's a story worth telling. There's a story, my friend, that was told before the cross, before his death, before his burial and resurrection. They spoke of it years before it. Prophesied, my friend. You know, we can still tell that story. We can still tell the old story. How that Christ, my friend, came, took upon himself, my friend, a robe of flesh, walked this earth. My friend died a cruel death. Tasted death, my friend, for every man. And I'm glad, my friend, he didn't just die, shed his blood for our sins, but he got up. He got up from the grave. It's a story worth telling. When you go to work tomorrow, how about telling somebody? When you see your family this week, how about telling them the old story? I told this lady we had Easter dinner today. I don't know who she was, but she was at our family thing. And I said, ma'am, I'm glad that Christ is alive and well. I told her, I said, I'm running on empty, amen. I'm glad I'm running on empty. That thing's empty, but I'm still, thank God, going on. It's the only thing that'll get you down the road when it's empty, amen. Let me ask you, church, do you believe that he is who he said he is? I'm not talking about, it seems to be an easy thing to put our trust in him with salvation. Let me say, when are you going to give him your whole life? When are you going to give him every area of your life? When are you going to lay yourself down at the Savior's feet? Let me say, when they picked up the pace and when they feared the Lord, when they leaped for joy and when they spread the news, you see in verse number 9, and as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met with them. If you'll do those things, Gunn, he'll meet with you. If you do those things, Fletcher, First Baptist Church, you know what he'll do? He'll meet with you. They fell at his feet and grabbed up my friend his feet and worshiped the Lord. I'm glad he's alive and well today. I'm glad, my friend, he's not dead and he ain't dying, amen. You can trust Jesus. You can trust Jesus. Do you hear me? You can trust Jesus. Amen. Come to him for your every need. He's here for you. He cares for you. Let's do something for God. We're able to only because he got up. And my friend, I want to get up and do something for him. Amen. Amen. I love you.